pets, traveling great distances to get home grab our attention from time to time. For example, in the movies Walt Disney's The Incredible Journey and Homeward Bound tell how two dogs and a cat travel hundreds of miles through the mountains and forests to get home. That drive to get home takes them through obstacles and dangers. They overcome hunger, rushing mountain streams, bears, and porcupines, all to get home. What makes their journey so incredible is that they had no path to follow, no one to tell them which way to go, no relic of an old map to guide them, no one to take them in the right way. Yet in the end, they found the way. Jesus' words teach you and me that we are better off than those three pets. We do not need to wander around aimlessly in the wilderness of life. We do not need to face the dangers alone. We have one who does not merely show us the way. He is the way. Jesus says, "I am the way." In this fifth Sunday of Easter, we continue our walk with our Savior in his post-resurrection days. We walk with the way. He is Jesus Christ, your Savior. As we listen to the words he speaks to his disciples and he speaks to us, we learn that Jesus is the way home. Jesus is the only way home. And Jesus is the only way to our Father's home. Let's take a look at the first one. Jesus is the way home. Those three pets had a powerful desire to be home with their people. Each of us has a powerful desire to be home as well. Our troops, when stationed overseas in the sandpit, would rather be home with their families. Before I became a pastor, my job gave me the opportunity to travel the world. But there is nothing like being home. We talk about home sweet home. We talk about there's no place like home. We want to be home for the holidays, just like the ones we experienced growing up at home. We desire to be home, even though we know that our homes are not always as great as we imagine. There can be arguments, hurt feelings, disappointments. Jesus talks about a home free of all of these troubles. In our text this morning, Jesus tells us, "In my Father's house are many rooms or mansions." He's speaking about heaven. And in some of those rooms, there's even a slide. Right? Slide? Okay. In the book of Revelation, we hear, "He will wipe away every tear. There will be no death or mourning or crying or pain. No hunger. No thirst, and he will wipe away every tear from our eyes." But why do we long to be home? Why? God has created us all, each of us, with a desire to reach that home, deeper than any animal instinct. Our life, our very being craves fellowship and communion with our Savior. Psalm 42 says it this way, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." But there's a problem about finding our way home. A bigger problem than mountains and rivers and wild animals. The problem is sin. Sin has changed each of us. Because of our sin, our natural self hates God. by nature, we want to run the other way. We want to run from God, just like Adam and Eve ran away and hid after they had sinned. Our sins takes the desire to be with God and corrupts it into desires to be like God, to be his equal. This desire wants to deal with God on our own terms. It wants to set our standards, our own standards for entrance into heaven. It wants to find our own way there. The irony of it all is this same sin in us makes us totally unlike God. Sin makes us totally powerless to find a way home to heaven. It makes us blind to the one and only way. The biggest obstacle between us and our heavenly home is our own sinfulness. For by our own nature, we do not have the power, the desire, the strength, nor the ability to believe in Jesus or to come to him. But Jesus is the way home. Secondly, Jesus is the only way home. Jesus tells us in our text this morning, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is the exact opposite of what our sinful self wants to hear. If Jesus is the only way, that robs you and me of any credit in getting there. It puts all of us in the same class as everyone else. We have the same chance of finding our own way to heaven as any evil character of history you can name. And that rubs us wrong. We want to think we are better than the people we meet. Romans 3 tells it this way, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Jesus is the way, the only way. Notice that Jesus does not say that he shows us the way. He says, I am the way. You see, if Jesus showed us the way to heaven, then it would be up to us to take a step to come to him, to decide to go his way. Then in our inner hearts, we could think that we are better because we made the decision. We took that step. But Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus is the one who grabs us as we are running the other direction. Jesus is the one who gives us his Holy Spirit through baptism and his word to turn us around and give us new hearts. Jesus is the one who carved the way through the mountain of our sin. When the railroad had to cross the Rocky Mountains in the 1800s, think of the cost of the lives lost in preparing the way. Think of what Jesus sacrificed to be the way and prepare your heavenly home. He blasted away our pride by humbling himself to the ridicule of the soldiers as they spit on him, mocked him, abused him. His bloody hands tore away the boulders of our sins as the nails pierced them. His soul bore the full weight of our sinful mountain as he calls out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He sacrificed himself in our place to be the way. Did he succeed? Is he truly the one and only way? Yes. And you can be sure of it. Why? Because he is the truth and the life. His resurrection from the dead proves it. His rising from the dead proves that all his words are the truth. You can count on him. His resurrection proves that he has conquered death. You who believe in him have everlasting life. Life at home in heaven. Jesus is the only way home. Only those who trust that by his death on the cross, Jesus has taken away the mountain of our sins, that he alone is the way because of his life, death, and resurrection for each of us. Finally, Jesus is the only way to our Father's home. This brings us back to why heaven is such a wonderful place for us believers. It's not simply that we will be free from the troubles of this life, or because we will see loved ones who died believing in Jesus. The greatest part of heaven is being in the home of our Father. That means our brother. That means our brother, his one and only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, will be with us forever. Jesus tells us, I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you home with me so that you may be where I am. 1 John 3 expands a little bit and says, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Just think of that. You will be with the one who loves you so much that he offered himself up on a cross so that you could be with him. He sacrificed himself to take away the mountain of your sins so that he is the one and only way. The world recognizes that wealth and power without love does not bring true happiness. In heaven, you will be with the one who loves you. You will be with Jesus, and you will be with the Father who in love gave up his Son for you. Being with our God and Savior is what makes heaven so wonderful. Psalm 73. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. Don't follow any other way. It does not lead you home. Don't think of Jesus as simply showing you the way. He is the way. His pain and blood have prepared everything for you. Jesus will bring you safely home to the home of your Father and his Father. You will dwell in his home forever in the light of his love. With all whose robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb, and with the holy angels, you will join their song. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.